Yeah. Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Pitoofies. Yeah. With your boy. What's up, Freaky?
You know who it is. Mr. Pitoofy to you.
Y la pitufa en this bitch.
Yeah. Sit back and finish that vibe. And while we vibe with our special guest, we got Paula.
Hey.
Realtor
hey.
P.
That's exciting.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Back to. Pleasure to be here.
So we definitely got some good content for you. A lot of people know Paula. How do you know Paula? Vendiendo casa. Mm. Selling houses. But do they know who the real Paula is?
Do you know?
It's up to you to let us know.
They gonna find out.
So first of all, explain your, or let them know a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Paula.
Don't be shy. Un poquito más, tú sabes, con sauce.
All right. Well, if we're talking about my career, I started off as...
No career.
No career? Just
no
me?
No career. All just right. You. Who are you?
Well, me.
A little bit about you.
Me.
Your well, name, or not your name, but you know your age, where you was born at.
I'm 25. I was born in Uruguay. I came here to the United States.
Uruguay, I have to say, because I say Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Uruguay.
It's not you're gay, it's Uruguay.
You're gay.
Everybody be like, you are gay. No, but I was born in Uruguay, and I came here when I was 5. We first came to New York, and somehow we ended up in Cleveland.
Cause God,
my I know, right? But my grandmother came here, so I guess we followed up after her.
What do you mean by you guys somehow ended up in Cleveland?
You know what? How do so many Hispanics end up in Ohio, bro?
In Cleveland, to be exact. Like,
yeah. What attracts people to come to Cleveland, Ohio?
How do you go from the Caribbean and all this nice weather to here?
Frio.
I think it's other people.
In the garage with a propane heater.
I think it's other people just bringing other people in. Because at the end of the day, that's what I'd be hearing from.
So you said your parents moved here first?
Yeah. No, my dad came here, and then me and my mom came here when I was 5. But my dad was only here for like 3 months of a difference. But we came here because my grandma somehow ended up back in Cleveland. Well, she ended up in Cleveland because she had a friend here. And then we somehow stayed here. I've been living here since 2004.
So since 5 years old?
Yeah. Well, no. In Cleveland since like 6 and a half.
I'm sorry, I can't really even look at you. Come on, Nick.
What's this?
This guy look like he got no neck right now. He got to turn his whole body.
We were saying turkey
bowl,
tackle football, so my neck's a little injured, but we keep it going. So they moved in first, and you came here at 5 years old, huh?
Yeah.
What was that like, getting used to, like,
it's
being
weird.
Over here?
It's weird. I remember coming here and not, like, knowing English. I didn't learn English, like, truly, until I was, like, 12.
So your dad was here first without your mom or both of
them? Yeah, my dad came, but he came and worked, and he was here for, like, 2 months and a half, and then he, like, flew me and my mom down. But, like, we
It was
used to
just you at the time?
Yeah. I mean, it still is. I just got one little brother.
Okay.
How did you end up learning English? Your parents or?
My parents? No. No.
No.
I learned English.
She's still struggling.
Do they still struggle with English?
Well, my mom, she be dogging her people at work. So, I mean, she know English.
She got it down.
No. They know how to protect themselves. But my dad, like, he'll have, like, a full-blown conversation. But my mom,
in English?
She was just wanting, you know, she's just that
Spanglish?
Hispanic lady. No, my dad's not a Spanglish guy.
No?
He just makes, that's like, nice. Words up. Like, he'll make up a word in Spanish, and then he'll make it English by adding a bow or itty. Like, like, what are you doing? That's not even a word.
Oh, shit. No, that's for stuff, though. But so your dad came out here and did it by himself for 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was it living without your dad at the time? Do you remember?
No, not really. But I do remember that my 5th birthday, like, he had called me, and he always says it all the time. He was like, I was crying because I couldn't be with you on your 5th birthday. And then you just told me, all right, I need to go play with my friends. I'll call you later.
I
don't remember stuff like that. Like, I just remember, like, 2 core memories from being back in my country. Because my country is, like, all farmland. Like, the ratio to people is, like, 1 person and there's four cows to the person.
Yo, oh, shit. More cows yeah, than people?
Like, the country has 3 million people, and, like, in this country.
And 9 million cows.
Yeah, and in this country, like, more than half of the population.
La vaca.
Living
moo.
One.
La vaca. Moo.
And more than half the population just living, like, in one city.
You guys had cows, too?
Me? Like, where I live? I don't even know. But my birth certificate is, like, an actual piece of paper, like, handwritten. Like, I was born in, like...
Diablo handwritten?
No way.
Yeah. Is that how they did stuff, like, in the hospital? Or were you born, no, like home?
Or? I was kind of born, like, in, like, you know... Like, not the suburbs. Like, you just got to think about, like, in the farm.
Land. In a barn?
Not a barn. Not a barn, but,
were
like...
Were you born on top of hay?
No.
In a haystack?
No.
She came out...
No, you had to do the other sound.
Which one? Oh, no.
You know the sound.
No, no. How is that coming out of you?
No, so where were you born? Were you born, like, at home?
No. I was born, like, in this, like, hospital, but not really a hospital. But, like, over there, it's just, like, they would just be having, like...
So you guys had,
are
like,
you
a little pueblo?
It as like a poor hospital? Like, you guys didn't
yeah,
have...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, kind of like a poor hospital. Like, not really like, a hospital, but,
yeah,
you
you're
know.
Taking a risk coming here.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like the village clinic type shit?
Yeah, you're the just... village. Just like that. Just like
damn,
that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy because, you know, my daughter's 5 years old. So, shit, I wouldn't want to miss her five-year birthday. So I bet he was missing you. So what was it like? Do you remember what it was like when you first moved over here?
Yeah. I remember everything. Which
so what
is
do you
crazy.
Remember? What was the first thing you like?
So like
realized.
When I realized, I was like, "Oh shit!"
Está frío.
For real. And back in the day over there when we lived in New York, it used to be like mountains of snow, like 7 feet of snow. I'm not even
where?
Lying. In New York.
Oh, okay.
Like New
where,
York.
Where in New York did
so
you guys
you
stay?
You moved to New York first.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, she was saying her. You said your grandma was out here, and then. That's yeah. how you guys got out here?
Oh, okay. Well, no. My dad had came first, but my grandma, like, eventually came to New York.
Right.
Wasn't, like, New York over there. And then she somehow ended up in Cleveland because one of her friends lived in Cleveland. So my mom was like, oh, I want to be with my mom since she's here in America. My mom came, like, we all came here to Cleveland.
So is your dad's parents over here? Or
no.
Oh, really?
No, my dad's parents are, like, in his country.
Is that something, like, you guys are trying to work on, like, getting them over here, or are they just going to stay there?
No, they're going to stay. They're too old. They're, like, 92 and damn. 89, yeah.
Holy shout fuck. Out to the health.
That's right. Awesome.
No,
yeah.
In our country, that's, like, a normal age that people live up to because they live, like, such in a high-protein, like, way that they eat.
With all them cows.
Yeah, all them cows and, like, farm animals and stuff. Like, listen to this. One of my core memories is being, like, 4 years old and getting, like, rammed by, like, an animal. And I just flew. I think it was, like a sheep
what
or something.
A sheep?
Yeah, a sheep. I'm pretty sure it was a sheep.
Yablo.
I like how she says all this shit with a smile on her face. I would not have been smiling had that shit happened to me.
Listen to this. Okay. Since we're talking about, like, New York and shit. When we lived in New York, we lived in a basement. And in New York, you can't live in a basement because it's illegal because they could get flooded.
Yeah.
So, like, we lived in the basement. It was, like, hella rats. We would always see the rats. One day, I told my mom, just like that. And then
you play too fucking much.
Scratching. They be scratching, like, on the walls.
That's weird. And
those things are, like, freaking cats. They're big as hell.
They're huge, yeah.
Diablo over there. They're big as hell. Yes.
And I remember I was, like, 5, and I told my mom, like, I think there's something in the trash. And she was like, no, there isn't. Go throw it away. Because I had, like, the leftover food that I had. And tell me why I opened the trash can. And a freaking cat, I mean, a freaking rat jumps on my, like, on my
your
chest.
Shirt?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was
no.
like, it's like, it's holding onto my shirt. And my mom's like, ah. And that thing never came back. Like, and it was big as hell, I remember. But I was just like,
she said it never came back.
I was like, no.
So you can take whatever you want, but take it all, bro.
And I remember that. That shit's like insane to even think, like,
fuck that.
I would remember that too.
So your dad moved to New York,
yeah.
And that's where he wanted to stay.
No,
and your grandma made y'all come here. Or?
Well, my dad kind of did like it over there, just because it was like a lot of job opportunities.
Okay,
but realistically, there's more job opportunities in Cleveland
Facts.
Than there is over there.
I think
you think
so, man. Yeah,
yeah, because over there, there's a lot of like immigrants, and there's a lot of like competitive rates. Of
okay.
everything that you do that compared to like here in Cleveland, you know, like out of 10 people, only like 2 of them. Be actually working and doing a good job. So
right.
Here is easier. That's why it's easier. I'd be telling everyone, like, if you just focus your mind in it, you could be anything in this.
So you're, like, not to dog Cleveland, but like in a way saying like Cleveland's kind of like lazier, so it's easier to get a job over here.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Over there, they have a lot of more traffic with like people from other countries. You know, like everyone, when they come to America, they want
to. They're trying to make a way type
shit. Yeah, or try to go to like New York City because you see the Empire State Building, like freedom, this and that.
They say the city of dreams.
Yeah, and exactly. You know. Yeah, and that's the same reason why my dad came here.
Oh, really?
Because he said that that was the city of like dreams, the American dream. Shit. Yeah.
New York.
Yeah, New York.
I mean, New York is one of the most
popular. Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. That's, you know.
Yeah, my dad's that type of guy. The city He's like a numbers sleeps, guy. Yeah.
All that shit. That's
so did your parents get their citizenship here?
My mom did, yeah.
Not your dad?
No, not my dad, not yet.
Is he still working on it? Or?
Yeah, he's going to get it soon, but I have to get it. Like, I got it, so now he's going to get it.
Oh, he was like waiting for you.
We did talk about
shit?
That at the girls' brunch. Yeah. I remember that.
Oh, he was waiting for you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's real shit.
Yeah. It's like that's why I was gonna join the military, but you know I'm a girl and I'm like Hispanic.
You were gonna join?
Yeah, just to get like everything going.
What do you mean
everything.
You're a girl and Hispanic?
Is that like in my country, you know how we see in like in Hispanic countries, like the girl like fighting for the country, like that's weird. Like you know, a girl with arms, like
no, it's not. Nothing's weird no more.
I don't know, but that's how they see it in my country.
You're saying like back home, that would be looked at like different. Like, holy shit, what?
You guys
like,
wasn't dominant enough.
Yeah, exactly. So
shit, there's some badass women nowadays.
My dad was like, you can't do that, this and that. He was like, my dad doesn't believe in
It's just tradition, you know, like
for
them, they're back in like the old ways where it's like, the men are supposed to fight. Like, you guys hold everything down.
In my country, though, they don't believe like in war or nothing like that. I think like that's why my dad, because in my country, I think Uruguay is like one of the most peaceful countries in South America. Yeah, they don't have war with no one or nothing like that.
That's not what she said earlier.
Uruguay.
That's how she said it earlier.
Uruguay or Uruguay? American or Spanish?
Uruguay.
So why do you say that your dad waited for you to get the citizenship?
Because we came like the type of way that we came to this country. Like we came in as like a visitor to this country. So
first. I would have thought he would have got it first.
No.
I think it was kind of one of those things where it was like, I would rather all of them have their things first so they can stay for sure.
That's how my dad is.
And then if anything, then you know, I'll get mine like, last and then I'll be cool.
My dad's 10 out of 10. He's just that. That nigga.
That's respectable, though.
No, yeah, that's
very noble.
That's honorable. Yeah,
me
for
and
sure.
My parents, we share like our relationship is like brothers and sisters. Like we be dogging each other and then laughing it off 5 minutes later. Like our relationship is so weird. Like everybody would think, like, are you talking to your dad right now or your mom? Like, yeah, I am.
Right.
How do I talk to mom?
Man, what?
Your mommy,
me
like,
my mom
like,
be going at it.
Yes,
it's in a playful manner.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's how I don't know. We just only had
Except
each other.
Sometimes mom
time.
Don't be playing. She be hitting me real hard.
Man, what? That's the moment where you gotta call her. You know how we do it plainly, like you said, like bitch.
You gotta watch the tone. It's the tone. You gotta watch the tone.
You take it a little too far now. Come on, mama.
Definitely is the tone.
So I do want to say congrats on your citizenship. By the way,
thank you.
Facts.
We celebrate tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
That was a huge accomplishment, though.
Facts.
Thank you.
How long did it take? How long you said it took?
So. 20 years and 3 months.
20 years and three months.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're...
Since you moved here, like, from 5 years old and on. Holy fuck. That's crazy.
Just because there hasn't been any laws that have opened up to actually, you know, become, like a resident or citizen or nothing like that.
There wasn't a situation, you said?
Not no more, because since Donald Trump had took in office, like, a lot of those opportunities that were on the table were taken away.
Oh shit!
So like, I got married with Daniel, and then
shout out to Daniel.
Hey,
the barber.
Yeah. And then like, you know, we were able to claim for my taxes, and then I mean my taxes, my papers, and you know.
Yeah. That's the Scooby Doo pop pop button right there. Scooby Doo pop pop. I was gonna say.
Was that a difficult thing for you, like getting your citizenship? Like the whole process
At first, yeah, a long time ago, when I was like in high school, they used to be like racist and stuff. Like in the office, it was just like men that worked in there. But I mean, now
racist?
Like they were just, I don't know. Immigrant? Racist fights.
Like they just looked down upon you type shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
so
got
they knew
racist
you was
vibes.
An immigrant?
Yeah, like.
They're like, get the migra.
No, they were like that for real. Literally just like that. And then, you know.
Have you ever had an altercation with that?
No, like they were just like, I don't know, they tried to intimidate you, and I just never been the person to feel intimidated or feel uncomfortable.
Well, no, she be in the class. I kick anybody ass.
Yeah, for real. Probably hold her don't own. Play, don't play.
No, so yeah, so shout out to getting your shit in some ship, and congrats on, you know, your stuff with Daniel too.
Thank you.
Obviously, yeah, it's tough because when you guys are not born here, you know, like there's probably shit that you guys got to learn that we don't even know, and we're born here.
Yeah, I just had to learn, like, what, 100 questions for, like...
We probably can't even answer half of them. And we live here.
and that's the crazy thing is we get taught this shit.
In school.
Like, we literally get taught this shit in school. So, yeah, it's like...
But some of them you don't remember. It's like, one of them is so stupid. It's like,
how did you learn this?
What, learn what?
Like, did you have to study specifically for, like, this test? Or did you kind of just...
Yeah, on YouTube.
And YouTube?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had no book, no nothing?
No, YouTube is only 100 questions. It's only 100 questions. Like,
trust me, always
when,
the same
when I got
questions?
My real estate license, that was way worse, okay?
So it was harder to get your license for real estate than it was to, like, pass that test?
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy. Yes.
That test is hard. It takes, like, an average person, I think, 7 times to pass it.
The real estate test?
And it took you one?
No.
How many?
The Ohio one, I passed it fast because I already had, like, real estate background, but the national 4 times. It took me four times. Yeah.
Oh shit.
And each time you gotta pay, and each time like.
Did you feel like you
get different questions all the time?
I was just about to say, was it same or different questions? Did you feel like at a point you wanted to give up?
No, because I know that wasn't the right thing to do.
The most important thing was like, to be a citizen.
Yeah. I don't got nothing to do with that. You only go.
What's important then?
Like, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know, for, like, when 2020 happened, I was like, you know, this is my time. I need to, like, focus. And everyone's been telling me, like, oh, you should get your license. I was doing so good, like, in real estate. And I was like, I need to stop being lazy. You know, I went to Walton and Rhodes. Like, I never sat there and actually studied, you know? So, like, to me, to actually, like, try to study, it was pretty hard at first. Like, it was really hard.
Right, not having a background of studying in school and
exactly.
shit. Exactly. It was hard,
like,
to get used to that.
Like, imagine that. So
I mean, it's hard to balance, like, you having to study for citizenship, you having to work, and then at the same time, your me time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I always talk about this, but, you know, you guys hear me talk about this almost every episode. That me time is important.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, even with your real estate, even with, you know, you getting your citizenship, you know, at the end of the day, you guys, even you and Daniel together or alone, you guys always find me time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's important.
One of my clients told me, like, you should take care of yourself. Your most important client is yourself.
No, for sure.
And I was like, yo, and that stick to me for a long time. Like, she told me this, like, 7 months ago, and I still think about it every day. Anytime I
that's
be,
real shit.
That's good advice, though.
I know. And I sat there, and I was like, don't.
One advice I was told, I think it was a couple of days ago or something, was appreciate what you have in front of you. Mm-hmm. Instead of worrying about what you don't have.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Because a lot of things always want, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's, you know, family, whether it's friends, whatever it is. But you got to appreciate the fact what you have now.
People take granted of what they have.
So right now, you know,
from what they, you know, think about what they don't have.
Uruguay.
He loves saying that.
And, you know, you got your citizenship. Mm-hmm. You know, you end up finding your career. You know, you're happily married. You know what I'm saying? And we're also going to get, obviously, to real estate, but, you know, we also want to talk about.
Yeah.
Get to background. Know you as Paula and not how everyone else sees you.
Hey.
Yeah, because they don't know what will be behind
and
the
wall. And then again, besides all that, you're still finding me time to have fun with yourself, you know what I'm saying, your family, your friends, or whatever it is. So shout out to that, because that's very important as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Not to mention that lit ass Halloween party at your house.
No, that was not
cold as fuck.
It was cold.
It was cold, but it was lit though.
No, you missed it. Once you guys left, we put the heater inside the tent and it was warm. It was the warmest.
I bet. I knew that was gonna be a good idea.
Oh no, I was trash.
It was just there's so many people there. I was like, oh my god.
Them Jello shots had me lit.
Yes,
bruh. Them Jello shots had me gone.
Definitely about to be lit for these next couple days. But I do want to talk about what was one of your biggest struggles, as you grew up here?
Not the language so much, just because, you know, like, I went to a school where, you know, it was Spanish and everything. I think my biggest struggle was, like, not having, like, a family.
Did you grow up, like, in the, like, Clark 41st area type shit?
Yeah, I was a Girls and Boys Club kid.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we used to be there.
That was me. I used to get dropped off.
Yeah. Hold on. I used to go to Boys and Girls
Club. You got dropped off? We had to walk in that bitch.
No, I got dropped off by the babysitter. She used to be like, yeah, your parents told me to take care of you.
I used to dance there, though. I don't think I ever seen you there.
Which one did you go to?
That's because the
bitch, you old as fuck.
Trowbridge?
Right.
Trowbridge?
The one on Trowbridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I lived right next to the pink house on Fulton for a very long time.
Oh, the pink house. Everybody know the pink house.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Damn, how the fuck were we all there and we ain't really ever seen?
So what's the biggest struggle?
Just like not having a family, I would say.
We probably all just like went like different years. Not having a family?
Yeah, like just having my mom and my dad.
That's a different generation. And
yeah, because, yeah.
Probably just different times we all went at.
But me and her are very close in age.
Yeah, we are. And I'm pretty sure we've probably seen each other. You was at Walton, right?
I went to school in Walton.
I went to Walton, Clark.
But that's the thing, though, is you
went. But I'm a little bit older than you, too.
You went.
A year.
That's what I'm saying. You went when I went. And I'm a little older than she is. So it was like you got used to the older crowd type shit. You was in there with them. Because, you know, like Javi and Macho and, you know, like all of them type shit. So
that does make sense.
Well, you guys were around that neighborhood too?
We lived on 41st for years. We house hopped on that street.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Man, what? The same block. We lived on like four houses on the same block.
We should know. He's been in a couple of those houses on 41st.
Shit, we almost been around the whole street. That whole street, shit. Not a couple houses on every house street.
Hopped.
Every house on that street.
We house hopped. I'm serious. It's like literally the same block. Like before this street and that street, what was it, Newark and Trent? Yep. We were in between that, house to house to house, like just hopping around. We stayed there for
the
years.
The only houses we didn't go to was like houses that was like bought. So like people owned these houses. We couldn't go there. So it was like, all right, so we'll buy this house. We'll live there a little bit, flip it, hop to the next house on that.
Oh, that's what your parents did?
That's what dad was doing, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is business.
Yeah, like she should know about that because we're about to get into what she do now.
Yeah, my dad does that too.
Oh, shit.
First of all, obviously, I think everybody knows that you're a real estate agent. How long you been doing that now?
Real estate agent since June 2021, July 2021.
How did you get into that?
Because I was like in property.
Was that just like a money move type thing? Or was like, I know money's flowing through here? Or?
No, I was a leasing agent. So I started off as that. Like before that, I was a kindergarten like teacher.
Oh, I did see that with the kids and shit.
Yeah. So like I was like, oh my God, because I have some crazy stories of like kids that I seen. And I don't know, I have a heart for kids. Like an adult.
What do you mean by
like
crazy stories? What kind of stories?
Like sad stories. Like these kids would be maltratado and like.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
shit.
Like, and that just made me feel some type of way. I was like, I don't think I could do this. Like, you know, like.
It was getting too emotionally bonded.
Yeah. I was getting too attached with the kids. Yeah. So I was like, oh, let me just see what I could do. So I got a job as a leasing agent. So I started like renting out apartments.
She turned her back on the kids, guys.
No. Most of the kids, I still even talk to them. So.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You still got the relationship like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Like with four of those kids.
That's raw.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's just that you build that connection with the kids. Mm-hmm. They will never forget you. Like the other day we went to Walmart and some kid was yelling down the aisle. He was like, Miss Paula.
Miss Paula, not even your last name?
No, because Sampaio, they're going to be like, what?
Sampaio.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in Balo.
Just call me Miss Paula. And then I was like, yo, like the kids are like crazy age because by the time that I used to do it, I was like 19. That was like 7 years ago.
That's Daniel's last name, Sampaio?
No.
What's his last name?
I just got my mom and my dad's last name.
His name's Miranda.
Yeah.
So are you not hyphenated or nothing?
No.
After you got married?
No.
You kept your own last name?
Yeah.
Was that hard?
There is nothing wrong with that.
Was that a discussion?
That's some boss bitch shit.
There is nothing wrong with that, baby. That's cool.
Girl, this is a new generation.
That's cool.
Here, okay?
A lot of girls do that when they're established already because it's like, I got my business. I got my clientele. Uh-huh. If I go like from Paula,
and then
Zampaio
either way, I already have two
Miranda,
last names.
They're going to be like, what the hell?
Like, that would be, like, me adding a third one. Like, I just did my citizenship, and they were like, do you want to change your name? So I was like, no, I just
want
to keep it.
Did he want you to?
I don't know. We never talked about it because...
She's got, like, 4,000 names already.
Yeah.
So in Uruguay, they got 15.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Sampaio, Ramirez,
one.
Rodriguez, Salapelo.
Esteban Julio, Ricardo Mata,
Pitufi.
Pitufi.
So tell us, how have real estate impact your life? And we obviously see that you've been doing good and you've been going at it for a while. Like,
man, what?
What's the biggest impact that it had towards your career or like your life personally?
I love it. I just love meeting people every day and talking to people and getting to know people. Like, I'm just a people person.
I mean, yeah, you probably make a relationship with every one of your clients.
Yeah, literally. And a lot of, like, realtors don't do that. But I don't want to be that realtor. Like, I want to know my person. I want to know everything about them. Because, like, a lot of times when, I don't know, I just connect with all my people because I want to help everyone, like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just doing it for the money because I don't care.
And the money.
You're like helping people make their dreams come true.
Money come and goes. Listen to this study that I learned.
Yes.
I do these monthly calls with like these ladies that have been in real estate for a lot of years, like all over the country. And there is a study made that a person that makes like multi-million dollars a year compared to a person that makes $75,000 a year.
They're unhappy?
They're both of these two people are the same level of happiness. You can't surpass.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you make mm-hmm. at the end of the day. It really doesn't. It matters your expenses, your hobbies, you know what I'm saying? Like, because when you do make more money, you're going to find other shit to spend on. Mm-hmm. When you don't have that money, you keep it at a little.
I was going to say, like, I feel like the more money you make, you would be happier if you use that money in a better way.
The more money you make, you have to pay all of them back to the taxes. I'm not even lying.
No, that too, but I'm saying, but like, you should, like, if you're making a lot of money, you should pay that shit back in a way where, like, people are, you know, getting something from it, benefiting from it. Whereas, like, oh, you're giving back to the hood where free turkeys, free meals, yeah, free this, exactly. free that, all that kind of shit.
No, that's true. That's 100% true. That's what I mean.
And then not only is that, like, giving back to the hood, you're also making a business move because that you can write that off as a tax profit.
That is true.
What y'all got to say over there?
I have been asking her shit, but at the same time, I'm not gonna talk over him. I'm not gonna talk over you, and I'm not gonna talk over
like,
her.
That's it, La Pitufa in this bitch.
I feel like the conversation is flowing well, though. Like,
hey, don't you know,
keep it how it's going. I will ask my questions.
No, for sure. So you said you was teaching, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you had your mind focused on? And then you were just like,
yeah, I really did. Like, since high school, I really love kids, but that's why I don't have any kids because I want to, if I had a kid, I would like literally stop what I'm doing. Like, I'm the type of parent.
That's
once
what
I
makes
have
you a
kid,
good parent. It doesn't,
I know, but I just want to be a different type of parent. Like, once I have kids, I want to just retire and live in my little farm and raise my kids.
Which, like, that's good. So you're trying to have like a solid foundation before you bring kids in. So like,
yeah,
that,
exactly.
We wouldn't say that they're interrupting what you have going on, but they kind of will slow
just
down.
Just so
that
you
process.
Can focus on them 100%.
Yeah, so yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So do you want kids?
Yeah, maybe when I'm a little bit older.
Like, you said undecided. Maybe, yes, no.
I'm leaning to like yes, but there's just like the back of my mind is like, no.
Yeah, because you want to have fun. You want to.
Yeah, because I want to have fun.
You sounded selfish.
Yeah, I know. I'm really selfish. I'm not patient, though. Like, I'm not patient. That's something
I can't
that
say
scared.
Nothing against that because I've said it before.
No, he don't want kids neither.
Really? No kid. I don't want kids at all.
I don't even know.
I've got enough nieces and nephews. I got. Mm-hmm.
I would like to, like, have a kid, but the way that I see it is, like, you know, I want to give it back. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, I'll spend time with him, like, today, tomorrow, but. Come on, tomorrow you spend time with it. And then
that's great.
That's the best part. It's like, oh, yeah, I love you. All right, here you go. You can have him back.
Yeah, it is nice.
I'm going to go back to my house and have a good night's rest.
Yes.
You can deal with that.
So going back to your real estate, though, did anything motivated you to start it? Because, I mean, everybody always need that push to, like, get into it. Or did you just push yourself and say, fuck it, I'm just going to sell houses?
Yeah, I kind of pushed myself. Because everyone used to tell me, but I used to be like, oh my God, I'm being lazy. Like, I know that when I'm being lazy, and I just have to change.
I mean, obviously, we can see and tell that you're a people's person. You can talk to whoever. Mm-hmm. You can conversate. So that's a good area to be in or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, what made you think, like, fuck it, I'm just going to sell houses?
Probably my dad or something like that. Maybe my dad. Because my dad's like Bob the Builder. And, like, he's always telling me, my dad's like, this finance. My dad's like, he knows how to do everything and anything. He's a construction man. He's a finance man. He's a math man. My dad's like a genius. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, like pump him up
because he's your dad.
So he's like a jack of all trades.
Yes,
but
he's good. Like if he knows something is right, he's going to tell it to you. And most of the times he says something is right is actually right. And then you'll sit there like, how does this dude even know this? Like,
And that's probably what it is. Is like, he's probably like a handyman. So he's like, bro, if I'm making money just being a handyman, imagine you selling these things.
Yeah,
so
and that's what motivated me too. And then the number one thing that motivated me was that my dad had bought this house, and he had bought it for like 80, and he was like able to like flip it for almost $500,000. So I was like, if I was the listing agent there, like I could have made like my own money back, like a good.
Wait, so hold on. All right. So let's just make this clear. You said he bought it for 80.
Yeah.
And put some work into it. Uh-huh. And then flipped it for $500,000.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, guys, you guys can do anything, bro. That's crazy.
But my dad's a very meticulous guy. Like,
you got to have a vision and fucking follow it.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, you know, how she follow real estate. And
right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not just going to make this shit happen overnight. But yeah, if you got the vision and you got the, you're going to put the work in, you guys can do anything. Hot damn. Anything.
Yeah.
With that, we're about to go into this commercial. What's going on? Wah, motherfuckers. But yeah, we about to go into this. So yeah,
it worked though. It was like, oh, I'm with that. Wah, wah. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, commercial time.
La Pitufa.
And we back, bitches.
With who?
La Pitufa.
To who?
Mr. Pitufi.
Yeah. Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
And the motherfucking special guest,
Paulina.
Wow.
Paulina.
Paulina.
We about to get real personal now.
Yeah, so as we talked about in struggles, you know, we know that you deal with some interpersonal shit. Do you want to talk about that? Was that like a motivation or a push or anything when it came down to what happened in your life?
Yeah, definitely. So I experienced a certain death in my life when I was 20 years old, and that specific death was caused by suicide, which is a terrible thing to experience. And as like a younger, you know, I was a younger adult. I was only 20 years old when all that happened. And I was down there, you know, near him when it did happen. So it did like shape me. And I realized like as a young, you know, a young adult, I was like, oh shit, like, you know, life is real. Like,
yeah, sure.
It's like how everything just played out that night. It just changed me and shaped me to be the person that I am. And is proving me to be the strong, like to become strong, like fast, because, you know, you just have to appreciate life, because one day you're here and then the next day you're not. And
yeah, you never know when your opportunity is going to be gone type
and you
shit.
Never know like what's going on in somebody's head. That's why I'm always like real big on like loving everyone and treating everyone with love, because you never know like what happens in someone's head, like behind closed doors.
You got to celebrate everybody and everything.
Yeah, like exactly. Like there, I don't see why people should have beef with each other, or why like humans should be killing each other, because at the end of the day, like you and me, we both bleed. Like we're all dying. We all have the same bones. Like it doesn't matter what skin complexion we are, who we are, what we believe in. Like when we die and that's it. Like, you know, I don't know.
I agree.
That's just how I perceive it.
We're all here
you.
For one thing.
Exactly. And nobody's life is more important than the others.
So did that teach you to appreciate loving more, to love more?
Yeah, it did, definitely, because
appreciate what you have, you know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, like how I said, like one day is here, one day is gone, but you sit back and think, like, love plays a big factor on how somebody is going.
Was it
to
hard to, or is it hard to find or to actually love after that happened?
I think so, yeah. Like, you know, like I think the number one thing is like trusting, or like understanding, like, you know, this is a new etapa de mi vida. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to,
for
like,
English speakers, a new stage in her life.
Sorry, Spanglish.
Hey, but way to hit on that, because we don't be hitting on that.
No, but like I just felt like it was just, it's just a weird feeling, because I was with him for so long, and just me opening doors to like other people, like to get to know other people. I was
it was weird to get used to new
things. Like it was weird. Like at first I used to be like, oh no, like, you know, I'm just gonna talk for a little bit and then, you know, see how it goes. But like to actually sit down and connect with someone is different. Like you put all your inside, you pour it out to this person and right. then you expect them to like, I don't know. I think loving is hard. Nothing's easy. Like being single is hard. Being taken is hard. Everything's hard because you're dealing with everyone else's emotions at the same day.
That's real shit.
Agreed.
So as traumatic as that situation was for you, was there any positive out of it aside from just, okay, now I know how to love people more and tell them that on a regular basis? Was there any real positive from that going on that truly really impacted your life?
Yeah. Like I learned to appreciate more stuff. Like before I used to be just mad all the time and I don't know if some people knew me back in my days. I used to
mad
be
mad at what? Life?
Yeah. It just because it I just had
mad that things happen type shit.
Yeah, like I just had a hard life growing up. And you know, when you're, I don't know, when I was a teenager, when I was like a younger adult, like I was not like this. Like I was hood follow. You remember her, you know what's up.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. If you don't, good thing you don't know.
I remember you getting your RX-7 and shit together too. That was that like a positive, like, okay.
Yeah,
he's
I
not
still
here
got
to finish
the,
it,
yeah.
So let me finish
speaking
this
of that,
for
do you,
him.
You still have it?
Yeah, that's my baby. Oh, and I would never sell it just because, like, it just holds, it's a possession, like, a price possession.
That value?
Yeah, like, it will never, like, money will never buy it. Just like I would say, like, money's not important because at the end of the day, money can never, like, replace a feeling like that. Or,
right,
like,
right,
a
right.
core memory like that in your life.
Yeah.
So.
That's dope. How long after that happened did you meet Daniel?
So, Louis passed away in March. Like 2018, and me and Daniel met in January 2019. So like a little bit less than a year.
Yeah.
So like when
so
me
was
and,
it hard at first to like be
do you feel like
attached?
That was
I don't know. When me and Daniel first met, it was like weird because like I never felt like that with nobody else. Like I felt safe. I felt comfortable. Like
so you feel like that was meant
felt,
to happen? Type
yeah.
Thing?
Like I felt like I could have been myself, and like I don't know. I just felt safe. Like Daniel makes me
it's
feel
like a comfort zone.
Yeah, Daniel's like Daniel's just Daniel. Space. If you know Daniel,
piece?
You should know. Like
he's your piece.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's so good. Like this, he just balanced me out because you guys know me. I'm crazy as hell.
Right,
crazy
right,
as
right.
fuck.
And I was gonna get into that.
Daniel's just like a mellow, peaceful.
Nah,
guy.
Nonchalant
like,
type.
Like, he's just.
He's your.
They know.
He's your opposite. He
yeah,
balances.
Yeah, yeah. We're night and day.
So you believe opposites attract.
I don't know. I never thought about, like, I always thought that I didn't. I always said, like, I want to have, like, a dude.
Somebody similar to me.
I want a dude that's just like me. Like, me, I want to do everything my dude do. Like, I want us to be like that. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's healthy.
By that, do you mean, like, you had a specific type and he wasn't your type and you still went with it?
No, or? I never really had a type.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I don't know. I just feel like me and him, like, just connected because, like, I was like, yo, like, you know, I was never with somebody or, like, I mean, I was only with my ex, but. Like, I never felt, like, a connection to being with somebody that doesn't do the same things as me because me and my ex used to do everything together.
Oh.
Did it take you a while to express your feelings to him?
No.
No? You didn't?
I'm just a loving, like, how I said, like, I'm a loving person, so.
You
like,
wear your heart
I'm,
on your sleeve?
Me enchulo así, no puedo, no puedo, no puedo. Like, I'm just, I'll spend 2 days with you, I'm in love.
So how long y'all been married?
3 years. It turned 3 years on November.
And did you guys do a getaway marriage?
What is that? People call it eloping.
A getaway marriage?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're talking about eloping?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
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 A what?
It was crazy. Listen
you
to that.
You said a low what?
It's called eloping, I believe.
It's like a lope or lopa or
eloping.
Con
elope.
Elope.
Oh, eloping.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I thought she said loafing.
But I thought loafing? Eloping was like sex after the marriage.
No, eloping.
I thought it's when you get
look
away
that shit
married.
Up on Google.
No,
yeah, yeah. You hear me? Google that shit
hold
up.
On, hold on, hold on. I'm about to look at it right now.
Look up the definition.
I swear
of
I thought eloping. I swear I thought eloping.
So how
was
many people was there?
At the marriage? Only me and Dan. And listen to this. They asked him.
I thought
like,
y'all need like a witness.
No, not in the state of Nevada. We got married in Vegas.
It says to run
oh,
away.
You're right.
It says to run away with a lover, especially with the intention of getting married.
Yeah.
I think we low-key did that, though. I'm not going
to elope is to run away secretly in order to get married.
Oh,
especially
no,
especially without parental consent.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I don't know because we didn't do no parental consent.
So now that we're on that topic, so did your parents
approve
like,
it?
Not saying that they approve
my
or deny,
my parents don't
but,
believe in marriage.
Oh,
yeah.
So your parents are not married?
My parents know, like, they got married, but, like, they just got married last year type stuff. Why? And they've been together for 30 years.
Y'all was married before they was?
Yeah. Like, wow. And they did the same thing we did. They got married in Florida, in the beach. Yeah.
So no offense, we came back, was it for the green card thing, or were they just like, you know what, it's been long enough, let's just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Really? Holy shit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Scooby-Doo-pop-pop. All right. So that's crazy, though. Your parents got married after you guys did. How did they feel when you guys came back married? Yeah.
Like when we got married the first time?
Yeah.
My dad was like, you crazy motherfucker. Yeah. And then my mom was like,
so he didn't approve or like?
No, my dad didn't care. My dad's like a cool ass dude. Like,
he was just saying like, that's wild.
Yeah, my dad's, he's like, you guys are crazy. Like, you know, his little accent. Like, yo. But my mom and my dad didn't care. But Dan's parents, I don't think they liked it.
They didn't like it? Why? They felt like it was too soon?
No, because like, I don't know. I think.
Them not being present?
It's like, I don't know. They're like religions. I don't know. So like their religion is like different. I don't know.
What does religion got to do
with? Are they like real Catholic type thing?
No,
or like,
they're Mormon. So like, I think they have to
Mormon?
Yeah. So they have to do like, I don't know exactly. I don't know much about follow it.
But it's like a process and everything.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Oh, so it was like you went and did that shit behind everybody's back.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
So he doesn't like practice the Mormon stuff. He just.
Who, Dan?
Yeah.
No. Dan always says like that he believes in it. So.
Do they accept y'all now?
Huh?
Do they accept y'all now?
Yeah, no, they always accepted me because they bought.
Okay, hold on.
He was looking for a button for that. He said, hold on, what button do I press for that?
I'm definitely about to play a button, but I'm going to let that slide. So I do realize that even though you do real estate, you still keep a professional life, but you also balance yourself with your fun time. What do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, I know.
She has a lot of fun. Girls brunch was hilarious.
Yes. Like, I like going out with friends and stuff, but before it used to be cars, but I just haven't had the time to, like, focus really on cars like I used to before. So I've been saying, like, lately my new thing is just, like, going out with my people and having fun. I like going to the beach.
Going back to the cars thing, is that because of Lewis or were you already into cars?
I feel like, yeah, because we just shared a lot together. Like,
you guys were able to bond through, like, the whole car thing?
Yeah.
He got you into the car scene or were you, like?
Yeah, because my parents do not know anything about cars, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So everything I know is just because, like, I learned it through, like, their family, you know?
So right now, like, you're... thing of fun of gathering with friends and
yeah and then some here and there, but like I'm thinking of getting more into the car scene with the years. I just need to slow down with work because I just be working too much.
Just make time for it.
Yeah, I don't have time. That's the thing, like I don't have
we
time.
Just said me time is important. Mm-hmm. I was gonna make me time, whether it's by yourself, whether it's with Daniel, or you know,
I've been doing me time for myself. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting down on the porch.
You know what's funny though, y'all weren't there for the girls brunch obviously, but
Dale.
I came to realize that she loves to do. Yeah, it was a little spooky.
Yeah,
it was because I didn't see that side of Paula for a while.
No.
We're at the bar, you know, having some fun, you know, drinking and shit, celebrating Frecky and Julie's wedding and shit. Yeah.
The engagement. Yeah.
I am happy for you, my boy.
Congrats.
But it was definitely funny as fuck. Like, they were, you know, they were playing some good tracks and shit. And out of nowhere, she just got, like, this competitive, I'm about to dance battle with whoever the fuck.
Who,
like,
Paula? Yeah. She wasn't dancing. She was trying to throw some bowls.
It was funny as fuck, though. Like, and her energy is really, like, so positive to where she's like, get in here.
It's contagious.
And, you know, I like to do that shit anyways. I love acting a fool and dancing and shit out in public. Like, so she looking at me, like, calling me out. So I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go then. Like, we could go there.
I was about to have a dance battle.
We did.
It was all of us in there.
So y'all was like white chicks in the club?
I was about to say white chicks.
You
want to
talk about mamas?
That shit was it.
I will say though, like overall though, like the girls brunch, we had a great time.
Yeah. That just set the whole mood for the whole time.
That's cool though. I mean, definitely brunch. Like that's, we were talking about that shit today too, as we was having our little groomsmen gathering. We're saying the same thing, like, you know, you guys always find time to be able to kick it and have your brunches, and that's just pretty dope.
It is cool to have that.
That is part of the me time, and sometimes you need to be around your friends, and not only, like, as with your kids or anything, but just away, period. And
it's healing for the soul.
For sure.
And yeah, you need so it. Me and Paula don't have kids, so for me, I don't know if it's the same for you, but going out and having that girl time is like, you have people that can relate to you. So anything that you say, somebody, we have a pretty big group of girls. Yeah. So somebody out of that whole group will be able to relate. So it's like, you know, you can have that girl time as well as like that fun that comes with the whole thing. Yeah. So you might be sad as fuck before you come to brunch, but now you hype as fuck because you got your girls. You know, we pick each other up.
It was fun and you're lit for the rest of the week because you know you're going to do it next week.
Hell yeah. And I can't wait for the actual wedding and shit because I know it's just about to be so fucking lit.
You mean Vegas or you mean New Orleans?
Whoa! Don't be spoiling everything around here.
Chat joke.
Hey, that's just my idea. No plans have been done.
Hey, relax. So, going back to how important is it, in your opinion, to separate your professionalism from your fun life?
Very important. Because you always have to, like, find that balance between work and having fun. Because if, you know, like...
I mean, facts, but, you know, sometimes people follow the money as their number one priority over their me time. So explain to us, like...
Why? Okay, I get it. So I personally think money is not everything. I'm not, like, a big... So, like, everything, whenever I sign, like, listing agreements, like, usually a person, like, charges, like, 7%. I'm not like that. I'll cut it down to like 5 or even 4 because at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm just doing it to help somebody out.
You're just trying to make dreams come true type shit.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I don't sit there and be like, oh, let me benefit off this motherfucker and sell his house and, you know, get all his money. Like, no, like, you know, we all work hard for something, like, you know.
So what kind of like, I want you to win more than I want myself to win?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. Like, you know, like, I have the hack of life is like getting a duplex and living in one unit. It's like you're never paying rent ever again.
Right. Or like, no.
I think you should get the duplex, have both people pay rent, and then pay your big house mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, but that's down the line because you got kids. But I don't got no kids.
She lives in a
for
duplex.
For free, no matter what. Oh, okay.
For free.
Yeah.
Pretty much because the person downstairs is paying the rent or
her angle
wherever.
Is very good.
Yeah. So like,
they're handling everything in the house pretty much. And they
but
just
I'm also
live
saying
there.
As your balance, like, when you have, do you ever have bad days?
Like, in my job?
Like, do you ever get frustrated?
Yeah, like, not frustrated. I just get, like, overwhelmed because I'll have to do, like, a lot of shit. Like, and I'm only one person.
Just taking too many projects?
Yes. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God, I'm about to throw up because I'm so anxious of how much shit I got to do.
La pitufia style.
Hey, but look, coming back from commercial, it's getting there. Give me some time.
Okay. I think it's liquid courage.
You did like we slide the intro from the commercial though. I'm not gonna cap.
See, it's a progress, okay? It's some progress.
Yeah, so what do you think though? Obviously you're saying like so you say you was frustrated from being overwhelmed, but like have you ever had a bad day and like whether it came like people or like maybe you did do a viewing and you was like what the fuck? This house sucked. Why they even picked this house? Or
I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's
maybe
just,
you went to a fucking house and something, and you was sitting there by yourself getting the house ready, and you get your hair fucking pulled by a ghost. Like, what the fuck? I gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, one time I fell down the steps really bad, and Chelsea and Danny had.
I remember they talked about that.
It was just crazy, but I mean, that doesn't define me as a bad day. Like a bad day, I would say is just like me getting into a car accident or something like that.
But you did give me the story about that. She had me feeling her jaw and all her facial structures at Dave & Buster's. I was like, wow.
I almost died in 2 days. It'll be 7 years since I got in this bad car accident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
I broke my jaw in 3 and then I cracked my skull and like I had bleeding inside my brain and everything. And I was in a coma for 4 days.
Ah, damn.
And I didn't wake up. And then, like, when I woke up, they, like, rushed me to emergency to, like, fix my jaw.
From a car accident? Mm-hmm. Was it, like,
I hit the median of the highway, and then my car just flipped, like, multiple times. Yeah.
Was it slipping
And I was,
something?
Like, so I was so close to the steering wheel that, like, I smashed my legs and everything and, like, my face, like, when I went like this. That's how I broke my jaw.
Short people problems. Wow.
Sí, ya tú sabes.
Hey, por eso yo pongo la silla para atrás.
Yeah. And I've been doing that now.
I've been like, this. Like a gangster, bro.
Yeah, me too. Ever since I got my accident, I was like, I learned my lesson.
Hey, it didn't
no
take me
job.
An accident, though. I always ride.
No seatbelt.
That thing be just
bitch
flying.
All the way back on the tracks. She leaning.
I'm cruising.
All the way back.
So I do want to say shout out to the fact that you guys are hosting Friendsgiving this year.
Yeah. Hey. Wait, we are. I didn't even know.
You got the hall.
That's it. That's all I do.
Hey, this shit is lit.
No, no, I mean,
I thought you were hosting it.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They took over my group chat and shit. 50 people was invited to this motherfucking party and shit.
It's okay.
Shit's about to be lit, but no, for the fact that, you know, you like gathering people, you know what I'm saying? You're pretty much like me
in
my family. Like, you know, that's what I do. I gather people. I like to have little gatherings, whether it's game nights, you know, little holidays, events, shit like that. And
I think it's very important. You always got to spend time with your people.
And, you know, that's like one of the biggest keys is not only that, but you always grow.
I appreciate people like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
I don't have the guts to do this shit. I'm not even about to cap. Just to like get everybody together and shit. Like,
I love that.
I'm glad I got people like
that. The thing about like all that is like the growth of like you bring your people, we bring our people.
And everyone just meets in the
And way. We all become our own people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but it takes like certain people just to do that with, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. Because even last year's Friendsgiving, like that's just dope as fuck. And what I was talking to Julie about before was like, now we're bringing in more people. So our friends and, you know, our family, because that's what I like to call it, because this is our family outside of our family. It's growing. And I think that's, you know, that's dope as fuck, because you have more people that you can speak to and, you know, have fun with, connect with in a different way.
We share more experiences with each other and learn from each other and grow from each other, because at the end of the day, that's I feel like that's very important. What we
and I feel like we got a dope ass crew though.
We all have a lot of fun.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I want to hit the Mohican River with all of y'all.
Yeah, oh, you wasn't there.
I didn't partake in this year.
Okay, listen, they got a little bit rich.
I know y'all motherfuckers get down on that.
But. Before we ask you if you got anything for us or anything, I do want to say, in the best possible way, can you describe who is Paula?
One lit-ass individual.
Hey.
She do be lit.
I be taking care of my people. Most importantly is always share your blessings. You can never count them.
Facts.
Because at the end of the day, you are a person that's going to be creating core memories for everyone. And at the end of the day, you want to be known for loving and being a respected person and being someone that's helping out someone else in their life. If you know that you have that ability to help them, and, you know, I just want everyone around me to do good for themselves, because at the end of the day, you know, we're creating a bigger circle, just like Abby just said.
Facts.
Of people.
More opportunities, more blessings.
Yes. We could all share them.
More connections.
Yeah.
Facts.
Definitely. With that being said, do you have anything for us? Like, you know, any advice,
any questions?
Or even for the listeners, like any advice for them? Or, you know, we talked a little bit about family, friends, me time, you know, real estate, or any struggles, like any advice you can say to us, tell us as a podcast group, or
anything you specifically want to get out there.
Dependiendo, what you want to know, let me know.
Anything off the top of your head, I mean.
Let me see. If you are looking to buy a house, hit me up.
Facts.
The interest rate is a little bit.
Your pages, you know, whatever.
Realtor P.
The interest rate is a little bit up, but I mean, if you find a cheap house, you'd be good. So don't worry about it. My interest rate is already 6%, so.
From what I see, customer service is chef's kiss.
Yeah, I be taking care of my people, don't play. All my people take care of.
What about podcast star? Do you got any advice for us?
I think you guys are doing great. I don't even know.
I appreciate that.
I don't know none of this here, but y'all got this.
We do appreciate you coming through.
Thank you for having me.
We wanted to express or introduce the real Paula. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we discussed, you know, everybody knows you as the real estate agent, and everybody always got a title, and it shouldn't be that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It should be like, who are you? Or, you know, we're cool with you.
Who is her?
I don't want to be cool with you just because you want to sell me a house.
Uh-huh.
Or you found me the best house.
Right.
I'd rather, like, actually know the person as a person individually. And
not
for their title or for their career. You know what I'm saying?
We know you're good at what you do, but we want to know you.
What kind of person you are. Yeah.
Right.
You know all right, but hold on. I got a real quick question.
Dale.
We got Friendsgiving coming up. Would you allow me to take a video of you doing your dance battle shit so we can show them what we talking about?
Only me and you gotta go against each other, though.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, oh,
she's calling her out.
She called you out, son. Dance battle.
I gotta bring my best knees.
Come on.
All right, fuck it. We gonna show y'all what I was talking about. Probably be fucking getting sturdy and all types of shit.
We appreciate you coming to the motherfucking episode. It was nice. It was fun. We got to get a little bit of your insights
on Paula.
Yeah, because like we said, you know, everybody knows you're a real estate agent, and it shouldn't just be a title. So
y'all need to get to know me first.
You can express that enough. So if y'all want to know who the fuck Paula is, because all y'all motherfuckers be liking liking photos and posts and shit, but
tune the fuck in.
But never really communicate or, you know, support what you're supposed to. Oh, I'm Paula's friend because she bought me a house. So thanks for tuning in to the Pitufi, 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 Pitufi,